Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of true freedom from sin and condemnation offered by Christ, urging listeners to pursue the eternal transformative freedom found in Jesus. Today's Bible passage is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. For freedom Christ set us free, so stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. That's Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
Let's talk about freedom. We all desire to be free, to live life on our terms, doing whatever we want, whenever we want. It's a common notion in our society that freedom means never denying ourselves any desire. But let me tell you, that idea of freedom is just an illusion. It's a false sense of freedom that only brings us more chains. True freedom runs much deeper. It's a profound concept that goes beyond satisfying every whim and fancy. It's about being truly liberated from the things that hold us back. Real freedom is about being released from the tyranny of earning our way to God. It's about being set free from the burden of sin, guilt, and condemnation. It's about having the freedom to live life to the fullest, without the weight of the past on our shoulders. And you know what? This freedom is a gift. It's not something we can achieve through our own efforts. It's given to us by none other than Jesus himself. He is the one who has made us free. We can't do it on our own. We can't earn it. We can only receive it by faith. It's so easy to get caught up in the pursuit of worldly freedom. We think that by doing whatever we want, we'll finally find true freedom. But let me tell you, that kind of freedom is temporary and shallow. It's like chasing after the wind. You can never catch it. And even if you do, it won't satisfy your soul. But the freedom that Jesus offers is different. It's eternal. It's transformative. It's a freedom that brings true peace and joy. It's a freedom that allows us to live in alignment with our true selves and with God's purpose for our lives. So let's not be fooled by the false sense of freedom that the world offers. Let's stand firm in the freedom that Jesus has given us. Let's embrace it, cherish it, and live it out every single day. As we wrap up our conversation today, I want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect on what true freedom really means to you. Are you pursuing the kind of freedom that the world offers, or are you seeking the freedom that only Jesus can give? Remember, true freedom is found in Him, in His love, in His grace, and in His ultimate sacrifice. So let's take a moment to thank Jesus for this amazing gift of freedom. Let's express our gratitude for His love and for His willingness to set us free. And as we go about our day, let's not forget the true essence and meaning of freedom. Let's allow it to shape our lives and guide our choices. Let's live in the freedom that Jesus has given us, and let's share that freedom with others, that they too may experience the true joy and peace that comes from being truly free.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Lord, today we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the gift of true freedom that you have bestowed upon us through your Son, Jesus Christ. In a world filled with illusions of freedom, we thank you for revealing to us the depth and richness of freedom found only in you. We confess, O Lord, that too often we have been enticed by the false promises of worldly freedom, seeking satisfaction in temporary pleasures and fleeting desires. Forgive us for our short-sightedness, and guide us back to the path of true freedom found in you alone. Thank you, Jesus, for bearing the weight of our sins on the cross, for breaking the chains of bondage, and for granting us the freedom to live abundantly in your grace. Help us to fully embrace this freedom, to walk in the light of your truth, and to experience the joy and peace that come from living in alignment with your will. As we reflect on the true meaning of freedom, may we be mindful of your presence in our lives, guiding us and empowering us to live as free children of God. May our lives be a testament to the transformative power of your love, and may we share this freedom with others, leading them to experience the fullness of life in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, friends. Goodbye. May you be blessed with peace, joy, and the true freedom found in Christ. Take care, and God bless you abundantly on your journey.